Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel where we break down stocks, like we're chatting over coffee, about where to put your hard-earned money. Today we're diving deep into Rocket Companies, ticker RKT, a tech-driven player in mortgages and real estate that's been making waves with recent acquisitions and AI initiatives. Let's get right into it. Rocket Companies has built its name on simplifying the home buying process through Rocket Mortgage, and lately it's expanding aggressively into a full ecosystem with Redfin and Mr. Cooper integrations. At a current price around 13.79, with a market cap near $39 billion, this is a company leveraging scale in a $2.1 trillion servicing book while pushing AI to boost conversion rates. The sector is financial services with a mortgage focus, and performance has been mixed lately with a 41% gain over the past year, but some recent pullbacks. Founded in 1985 and headquartered in Detroit, Rocket operates primarily in the US and Canada with about 14,200 employees under CEO Varun Krishna. Its core business revolves around mortgage origination, servicing, and now e-commerce elements in real estate. The company runs through segments like direct-to-consumer and partner network, positioning itself as a tech-forward alternative in an industry often stuck in paperwork. With beta around 2.25, expect some volatility tied to interest rates and housing trends. Looking at the revenue picture, the latest full year came in at $6.88 billion, up significantly from $5.4 billion the prior year. The direct-to-consumer segment drove the bulk at $4.79 billion, while the partner network added $668 million. This breakdown highlights how Rocket's own channels are scaling, especially with AI tools improving origination efficiency amid a rebounding mortgage market. Adjusted revenues hit $2.82 billion in the most recent quarter, beating expectations and showing momentum from those tech investments. On the earnings front, Q1 delivered a solid beat with adjusted revenue strength and AI-driven gains, pushing the stock higher. Full-year net income swung to a small loss of $68 million, or negative 3 cents per share, but that masks underlying operational improvements as gross margins held strong near 90%. The company has a history of beating estimates, and recent results underscore execution on synergies from acquisitions. EPS trends show recovery potential as volumes pick up. Management commentary from the latest earnings discussion emphasized the integrated approach with Redfin and Mr. Cooper to drive brand awareness and client acquisition, alongside heavy focus on AI to lift conversion rates across the servicing book. They highlighted Q1 momentum and synergy targets as key execution priorities, noting how scale in a $2.1 trillion book provides a stable base even as origination ramps. Questions around marketing strategy pointed to a cohesive plan tying everything together for long-term growth. Turning to the balance sheet, total assets reached $60.7 billion, with stockholders' equity at $22.9 billion, though debt to equity sits elevated around 1.36, reflecting the mortgage business model. Return on equity came in at 1.53%, and net profit margins around 2.8% show room for improvement as scale builds. Cash flow from operations was negative in the latest period at $3.9 billion. Typical for this industry due to investment in servicing and originations, but free cash flow yield hovers near negative 3.6%. Price to sales at 4.6 and price to earnings near 163 reflect growth expectations baked in. Valuation-wise, RKT trades at about 1.68 times book value, which feels reasonable given the integration progress and AI tailwinds, though forward PE estimates range from the low 20s down to the teens in outer years as earnings normalize. Compared to peers in the mortgage space, this multiple embeds optimism around synergies, but investors should watch housing rates closely since the business remains sensitive to them. Overall, it screens as fairly valued for a growth-oriented name in this sector. Strengths include strong recent financial results and effective execution in mortgage origination, plus a massive servicing portfolio that provides recurring revenue stability. The AI push and acquisitions position it well for market share gains. Weaknesses center on thin current profitability and high sensitivity to interest rate swings. Opportunities lie in scaling the integrated platform with Redfin and Mr. Cooper to boost conversion and cross-selling. Threats include sector volatility, regulatory shifts in housing, and competition from bigger banks that could pressure margins. Recent performance shows a slight weekly dip of 0.39%, alongside an 18.5% monthly decline, but the three-month gain of 11.2% and one-year return of 41.2% paint a resilient picture against a tough rate environment. The five-year return sits negative at 11.9%, reflecting the post-pandemic mortgage boom and bust cycle. Relative to the broader financial sector, RKT has held its own, but could see more upside if rates stabilize. For intrinsic value, a discounted cash flow approach isn't the best fit here, because Rocket operates more like a bank managing deposits, loans, and servicing, rather than generating traditional free cash flows. Instead, metrics like price to book and dividend potential offer clearer lenses, with the current 1.68 times book suggesting modest upside if execution on synergies delivers. That said, layering in forward earnings projections points to potential fair value in the mid-teens over the next couple years, assuming continued revenue growth and margin expansion from AI efficiencies. The key variable remains mortgage volume recovery. Wrapping up, Rocket Companies looks like an intriguing play for those bullish on housing tech and AI disruption in mortgages, with solid recent beats and acquisition momentum providing catalysts. It's not without risks from rates and integration, so size positions accordingly and keep an eye on upcoming housing data. If this analysis helped, hit like, subscribe, and drop your thoughts on RKT in the comments. See you in the next one.